A long time ago, there was a rich master who had some very expensive honey. I must go away on a trip, he thought. But I do not want my greedy servant to eat my precious honey. He called his servant to him. Taro! Jiro! See that pot? He said. It is full of a deadly poison called the busu. You cannot touch it. You cannot even look at it, or you will be killed. I must go away, so guard it well and look after the house. Okay, we'll be very careful. But once the master had gone, they were curious about the mysterious poison. Have you ever seen a thing called a busu? Taro asked. No, never. I would like to take a peek. Have you lost your wits? We'll die. Just a quick look. Jiro, you wave your fan to blow away the poisonous fumes. So Jiro fan and Taro snatched the lid from the pot. But nothing happened. They peered inside and saw something dark and sticky. It looks delicious. I want to eat it, said Taro. Are you crazy? But it looks so good. Maybe I am possessed by the busu. He tasted a bit. It was sweet and juicy. The more I eat, the more I like it, he said. Oh, let me try, said Jiro. Delicious! The master must have tricked us. Soon, they had both finished it all. Oh, no, said Jiro as he looked at the empty pot. What will you tell the master? Quick, tell that expensive scroll and break that precious cup. I have a plan. The master soon returned home. What happened? Well, said Taro nervously, we wanted to stay awake to guard the house, so we decided to wrestle. I tripped and grabbed the scroll and it ripped. Then I fell and broke the cup, Jiro added. So to punish ourselves, we ate the poison, but we would not die. We kept on eating, but still we would not die. We're sorry, master. The master put his head in his hands and sighed. Thank you.